We lift our songs to thee, our Savior and our guide. Oh, make us from our burdens free and keep us near thy side. We lift our prayers to thee, our burdens thou dost bear. They who on earth do thus agree shall find a blessing there. Lift our faith to thee, increased by faith divine. Help us, O Lord, thy footsteps see, and on thy help recline. We lift our all to thee, for all things, Lord, are thine. Take us and all we have, and see thy likeness in us shine. The fullness of his grace, and he does not keep me waiting till I reach the home above, but he satisfies me daily with the sweetness of his love. every cloud dispelling, fill us with gladness through the Master's name. Bring to our memory words that He between some precious thought of God and all its sweet fulfilling, there lies a path we cannot tread unless the heart is willing. Some open door seems just inside, we seek for His approval. Obstructions rise, the barriers crowd, we long for their removal. But I'll beware, lest in thy haste thou miss the joy He'd send thee. For only when He opens doors can He Himself attend thee. Let not thy will frustrate His own, this interim means blessing. The Holy Spirit waits to see if self or he is pressing. He hath the work for thee which needs thy heart with his own beating, and true equipment always lies just where these two are meeting. Then do not lose the lesson sweet he now would have thee learning. He knows just where to put the probes in hearts are which he's yearning. Within this interim for thee some richest fruit is hiding. Wait only with surrendered will, 'twill reach thee with his guiding. Frightened sheep, foolish hearts, why will ye wander from a love so true and deep? Was there ever kindest shepherd, half so gentle, half so sweet, as the Savior who would have us come and gather round his feet? It is God, his love looks mighty, but is mightier than it seems. 'Tis our Father, and his fondness goes far out beyond our dreams. There's a wideness in God's mercy like the wideness of the sea. There's a kindness in his justice which is more than liberty. There is welcome for the sinner and more graces for the good. There is mercy with the Savior, there is healing in his blood. For the love of God is broader than the measures of man's mind, and the heart of the Eternal is most wonderfully kind. But we make his love too narrow by false limits of our own, and we magnify his strictness with the zeal he will not own. There is plentiful redemption in the blood that has been shed. There is joy for all the members in the sorrows of the head. Pining souls, come nearer Jesus, and oh, come not doubting thus, but with faith that trusts more bravely his large tenderness for us. If our love were but more simple, we should take him at his word, and our lives would be all sunshine in the sweetness of our Lord.
So still repeating, life is wasting, time is fleeting, for the end prepare. Look beyond the low condition, upward to the great transition, to the land of open vision, light comes never there.
May enthralling and my spirit bare. Thither where no sin distresses, where no fear or gloom oppresses, where the soul God's glory blesses, for no night is there. Trusting every day, trusting through the stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth His Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While He leads, I cannot fall. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Praying if the path is drear, if in danger for Him call, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. On the table, side by side, the Holy Bible and TV Guide. One is well worn and cherished with pride, not the Bible, the TV Guide. One is used daily to help folks decide. No, not the Bible, the TV Guide. Its pages are turned, what will they see? Oh, what does it matter? Turn on the TV. Confusion reigns, they can't all agree on what they'll watch on the old TV. So they open the book in which they confide. No, not the Bible, the TV Guide. The Word of God is seldom read, maybe a verse as they fall into bed. Exhausted and sleepy and tired as can be, not from reading the Bible, but watching TV. No time for prayer, no time for the Word, the plan of salvation is seldom heard. Forgiveness of sin, so full and so free, is found in the Bible, not on TV. 'Twas a dangerous cliff, as they freely confessed, though to walk near the cliff was so pleasant. But over its terrible ledge there had slipped a duke and many a peasant. So the people said something would have to be done, but their projects did not at all tally. Some said put a fence round the edge of the cliff, some an ambulance down in the valley. But the cry for the ambulance carried the day, for it spread to the neighboring city. A fence may be useful or not, it is true, but each heart became brimful of pity for those who had slipped o'er the dangerous cliff, and the dwellers in highway and alley gave pounds and gave pence not to put up a fence, but an ambulance down in the valley. For the cliff is all right if you're careful, they said, and if folks even slip or are dropping, it isn't the slipping that hurts them so much as a shock down below when they're stopping. So day after day when these mishaps occurred, quick forth with the rescuer Sally to pick up the victims who fell off the cliff with their ambulance down in the valley. Then an old man remarked, "It's a marvel to me that people give far more attention to repairing results, to stopping the cause, when they much better aim at prevention. Let us stop at its source all this mischief," cried he. "Come neighbors, come friends, let us rally. If the cliff we will fence, we might almost dispense with the ambulance down in the valley." "Oh, he's a fanatic," the others rejoined. "Dispense with the ambulance? Never. Why, he'd dispense with all charities too if he could. No, no, we'll support them forever. Aren't we picking up folks just as fast as they fall? And shall this man dictate to us, shall he? Why should people of sense stop to put up a fence while their ambulance works in the valley? This story so old has beautifully told how our people with best of intentions have wasted their years and lavished their tears on treatment with not for prevention. But a sensible few, who are practical too, will not bear with such nonsense much longer. They believe that prevention is better than cure, and the party will soon go the stronger. Encourage them then with your purse, voice, and pen, and will other philanthropists dally. They will scorn all pretense and put up a stout fence on the cliff that hangs over the valley." At hand by the prophets foretold, when the son of perdition in scarlet and gold should cause all the people throughout all the land to accept of his mark in their forehead or hand. His mark is the venerable day of the sun, in which by the people no work should be done. A counterfeit Sabbath, a well-designed fraud, imposed on the church against the Sabbath of God. But God has commanded his people to rest on the day that he sanctified, hallowed, and blessed, and made it a sign and a mark to denote God's covenant people to ages remote. Now choose ye the day that you wish to observe, and deny not the God you desire to serve. If Baal be God, why then Baal obey, but if 'tis Jehovah, then hallow his day. See, for the time is now here, when all must decide where they wish to appear. Whether 'tis with the Lord and the angels to dwell, or with unbelievers be cast into hell. O sinners for whom Christ our Savior hath died, and arose that through him ye might be justified. Accept of his mark and he'll lead you aright to mansions of glory eternal and bright. Servants have toiled in weakness, for the lack of power was there, and the work has moved so slowly, and faint with voice of prayer. But God gives power to his children as they go to a world that is lost, and the tongues of flame shall shall fill the earth with its glory, and the hearts of the saints with praise. Lay all on the sacred altar, don't tarry nor count the cost, for the tongues of flame shall come again. Prepare for the Pentecost. Shepherds of the sheep, between the porch and altar, let the servants of Jesus weep. Your days of waiting are ended, O weary.